Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, wherever you may be. Welcome to yet another episode of the Fluid Talks podcast. This episode brought to you by the guy behind the mic's fantastic rabbit teeth, which... yeah, so shout out has been fulfilled, yes? You happy? Excellent.
Your looks don't matter.
Okay.
So for copyright reasons, we won't continue.
Anyway, yes. So, you know, welcome. It's been a while since I recorded.
Yeah, we miss your voice, man.
Yeah, where were you?
Which streets were you perambulating?
I was attending to urgent matters. And that's all I can say on the matter because we need to make this episode as short as possible since I am quite hungry. Okay, I say that, but we all know that it'll end up being a long episode. So, yeah. Anyway. Sorry, was that too sudden a change in volume, guy behind the mic? But you can edit it in post.
Excellent. You can do your thing.
Excellent.
You're that guy.
Yeah.
Be that guy.
You guy. That then.
Anyway,
yeah. Oh, sorry. You know, I've just realized it's been a while since we mentioned our socials, and
oh yeah, makosa.
Yeah, but no one really cares, right?
Oh, they do.
Okay, so you can find us on your social media of choice, except Snapchat, with the handle Fluid Talks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
no underscore, no nothing.
That's Twitter. Yes.
Just Fluid Talks.
Wait, does Instagram have an underscore or doesn't it?
It does support for underscores. Is that what you're asking?
No. Like for our name, does it have an underscore?
Makosa.
Wow, you don't know
Wafeli wewe.
Fluid underscore talks. So yes, that's
come
Instagram.
Talk to us.
Anyway, yeah, that's it. I think this will be the last time I'll mention our socials for a while. Unless I remember again. Anyway. You've been good. Uses have been good.
I've been good.
Mm-hmm. Planet Earth has been good to me.
Ah, yes. Oh, we didn't introduce ourselves.
They know
but
us
life,
by now.
life, you know, life is full of hardships, right?
You know,
be it...
You listen to another episode to know who is talking.
Yeah. Thanks. You know, it could be the price of fuel.
Could be Will Smith.
You know, life is full of hardship.
Could be a rock.
yeah. You know, everybody hates Chris.
You know.
Anyway,
when you thought the show was ending, they were building up. This is the trailer for. Was it season 4?
This is the trailer for the after show. Everybody hates Chris. The after show, season 1. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Where are the actor scenes?
What are they up to?
But yeah. It's been a while. I've been well. And as always, it's good to be here. It's good to be.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We missed you.
Thank you. That's
just enough.
That's touching to hear. Although the guy behind the mic informs me that this is not the case, that you guys really did not care whether I was here or not. But anyway.
You see, we did.
The listeners missed me, and that's what counts. Is that not right, guy behind the mic?
Wow.
Keep
my name
don't
out of your thing.
Mouth.
Don't touch me. I don't want your hands. Anyway, no, it's all good. It's all good. You guys have news?
Yeah.
Yep.
You do? Excellent. I also have news. Some of it a bit old, some less so, but you know what? Life is full of disappointment for some people. Anyway, I will go first. You guys know of I've mentioned this organization I think once or twice before in an episode.
United Nations?
No, Lapsus.
Lapsus?
Yes. Mm. A hacker group.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with the hacker of the rugby teams.
Wow.
Anyway, they have been busy.
Come at the. Huh.
They have been busy. Anyway, so yeah.
You're supposed to continue.
I know I was, but CS Tlavier. Anyway, so among the affected organizations, Ubisoft.
Oh. Interesting.
And Okta. Okta.
Mm-hmm.
That was for suspense.
Okta.
Okta.
Okta. The Okta.
The Okta.
The Okta.
Wow.
The Okta, the identity provider.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. They have been victims.
Damn. As an identity provider?
They have been victims.
Damn.
So Ubisoft confirms cybersecurity incident. Cybersecurity incident in quotes.
They actually did it in quotes.
Yes. Oh, wow. Well, this is off the article. So video game developer has confirmed that it suffered a cybersecurity incident that caused disruption to its games, systems, and services.
What were they after, does it say?
No.
It's just hackers flexing their muscles.
It's just hackers flexing. You know, it really is. You know, in some of these things, you just flex.
I kind of wish I was in a hacker group.
I can do this.
Because I mean, these guys really have been busy. So Okta, in the case of Okta, there was they had access to a system, like an employee device or something. Anyway, like a laptop, they had access to a computer through which they had
access to the entire network.
Well, I don't know how entire it is or not, but yes. So Okta, I think they've also got to Microsoft, if I'm not wrong. Yes, they also got Microsoft. They also hit Microsoft, and some suspects were arrested in connection with those hacks. So you know, it's like a typical 21st century romance. Fall in love hard, crash hard. So, you know, I guess we'll see if they'll be.
Mentioning hackers reminds me of the ethical hackers worldwide group uniting against Putin. I don't know if you've heard such names. Yeah. So they're like this ethical hackers around the world. People who, you know, like Russia is using the cyberspace as a war front.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have like this activist around the world. It could be you, it could be a guy like me. We all play a part in fighting or helping. Could be Ukraine helping. Even Japan was attacked, like helping such kind of countries beef up their security. So it's interesting. Please, Anonymous, scout me. Yeah. I want to hack Michael. I've always wanted to hack Michael. I'll do it as a test.
And before you venture out, you hack him first.
Yeah.
Yes, no, that's the name of the game I was trying to remember. It sounds like Watch Dogs.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
The game. Developed by Ubisoft.
Wow.
Anywho, I'm done with that news item. Over to anyone else.
Australia sues Facebook over scam ads impersonating celebrities. Yes.
Speaking to the microphone, please. The guy behind the mic is staring daggers at you. Speaking to the microphone, please.
So according to this article, it says Australia has launched legal action against Facebook's parent company Meta, alleging it's allowed scam ads to target users with fake celebrity endorsements.
Yeah, sometimes I think it's a really hard line. Like, why would you sue Facebook for something like that? Like, it's a platform and people willingly enter the platform. Nobody is forced to enter the platform, right? I know they have an ethical
what? Well, you're thinking
they have laws, rules.
Not even that, like an ethical obligation to try and moderate some stuff. 100% agree. But you, if you see an ad, are you supposed to do the due diligence by yourself? You must.
And yes, true.
Like, it's to me, I just think why would you sue Facebook for that? Like, it's not up to them to tell you, oh, guys, by the way, this is a fake one. Like, dude, like, use your common sense.
Yes, to love you. Yeah.
Because I see a place where, and this is very, very far-fetched, where, let's say, due to all the regulations and lawsuits that happen to Facebook, for instance, it reaches a point where whatever Facebook releases is fully credited by a board of as many people. So we take whatever we see as the truth. Can you already see a dangerous precedent?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And as in, are people tired of thinking? So you just think for yourself.
I really think some. It's probably a case of, you know, like how you say, trying to pass the buck, as it were. Like, you know, it's we try and.
It's like a really sort of.
You know the way. Blame game. You know how you can blame someone and blame someone and blame someone and blame someone. We are always looking to blame someone, and in this case,
you always need a scapegoat.
Yes, and
so no, but Facebook you're looking at the wrong scapegoat. I know you can joyride on all the things that Facebook has been accused of. It's an easier sell, but come on, I can't believe for once I'm outrightly supporting Facebook. Hire me as your PR guy. I got you. EMEA zone.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. But, oh yeah, sorry. I wanted to building on what you said, I just wanted to ask the question. Isn't the whole concept of the celebrity fake?
Ooh. Put that. No. Yeah.
Anyway, over to the. I don't know if you have anything else.
Speaking
to say,
of Meta, Facebook, WhatsApp, who is a child of Meta.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how many of you are into voice messages or voice notes.
No, text me or call me.
Have you ever done it?
Yes, I don't like it.
Michael, have you?
I prefer to text and. I am less inclined to. Well, I mean, the last voice note I sent was a couple of months ago, probably. And before that, a while. So, yeah, I'd say.
Turns out, a whole gazillion of other people are not you. So, WhatsApp said on Wednesday. That on an average of 7 billion, billion voice messages are sent every day.
B for Bolingoli.
Yes.
Yes.
Every day. 7 billion. What's the population of Earth? 7 point something billion, right?
So
the point something is the rest of us.
No, the point something, yes, that's one way to look at it. Or the point something is... I know that's a bad mathematics, but yes, we're only 0.5 people, and about 7.1. That's a very far-fetched analogy, but yes. How insane is that?
No, let me.
First of all, I commend their platform to be able to handle 7 billion messages voice.
I mean, true, but let me tell you, I can guarantee you that, probably half of those are from, like. 20% of the users of the user base,
probably,
because you know there's some people who just live for voice notes. They just someone replies
and I think WhatsApp has been monitoring, is listening, and is adding a bunch of powerful features to help empower the people, and some of those include playback. So out of chat playback, this means for now you can only listen to your voice notes within the app.
Mm-hmm.
You'll now be able to do it outside the app. Pause and resume. So you find somebody mentioned that they've gotten a 7 minute voice note. You can, whomever was making the 7 minute could have paused, go talk to their aunt or their dog, come back and continue recording. That's another feature coming in. They're going to bring in visualization of the waveform, not the podcast, if you get it.
There is this thing. Well, at least on Android, the waveform, the voice notes is visible for me.
Probably, I don't know. I'm not big on voice notes, so I don't
you
know.
You iOS people, do you actually, sorry. Let me just
you want to test
which,
it out.
Which one of you poor individuals should I send a voice note to?
Send moi. As he's doing that, now you'll have the ability to do a preview. So, unajisikiza, or you listen to yourself before you share. In case you're saying some nonsense.
And then you can edit yourself.
I'm sending you this voice note. Just see if you can see the waveform. Sir, Some jama was he okay, let me wait for you to get to 10 seconds. 9, 10.
And they're also introducing fast playback and forward messages. So you can now forward voice notes and do a fast playback.
You got them, mosquitoes.
Oh, there is a waveform.
I'm sending you this voice note. Just see if you can see the waveform. So, Sam Jama.
It's not very wavy.
Okay, but let me wait for 10 seconds. 9, 10.
Yes, we. It looks like some features are already deployed.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. But on the same note on WhatsApp, so the other day I was digging around in like privacy settings and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And does any of you do backup for your messages?
Yeah.
Right. So turns out, did you know the messages are not end-to-end encrypted on backup?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. They're not. Like, they're plain text when they're backed up. And the ability to toggle that or make it end-to-end is hidden somewhere too, Yanni. I had to look for it. But yes, now it's possible. In case you didn't know, one, they're not end-to-end encrypted, meaning they're visible. And probably that's how when you're texting or chatting with a friend about motorbikes on Instagram or motorbike shows, and you're backing up.
Has that happened to you?
Yeah.
Oh.
You've never had a conversation on WhatsApp about anything, and you jump to this other side and you're having ads about it.
Which other side? I'm on socials.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's sad to be you.
You are on social. You're on WhatsApp.
Yeah. Okay. Other than that, it's sad to be you, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Come to think of it, that's how they know what we want.
I know you want. And how does that song go?
I know you want.
Okay. So, anyway, Sawa.
So that's
anymore?
Just yeah.
Anymore? Or should I go?
Wait, before go. You go. Speaking of mosquitoes.
No.
Glasgow scientists develop simple test.
Glasgow.
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 We say it again.
Glasgow. Mm. Yes. Scientists develop simple test for malaria in mosquitoes.
Huh?
Okay. Well. Why do you need a test when you can just smack kill it?
Ecology reasons.
Yes, but
ecology reasons. You know how they say kill a bee somewhere, you make a tsunami in another place. It's very far.
Butterfly.
Same thing. Yeah, do they both fly? Are they both important to the ecology?
Back to your malaria.
back to my malaria. So a first way. Fast and simple way to identify the mosquitoes that cause malaria has been developed.
Female. Just look for a female mosquito.
By the scientists. It uses infrared technology and artificial intelligence to identify the age and species of the malaria mosquitoes. So only mosquitoes which live to about 10 days can transmit malaria. So knowing the age of the mosquito can help inform the risk of diseases. And this study was conducted in East Africa and West Africa.
I mean, some pretty exciting work, I have to say.
Exciting.
So imagine you had to go to to test your data, stay in an area full of mosquitoes, and
get beaten
beat
by
all
mosquitoes.
The time. Yeah.
But it's all right.
It is what it is.
We appreciate, we applaud them for their effort.
We do.
Good job, team of scientists. Good job.
Glasgow, or as my friend calls it here.
good job, Glaswegian scientists. Good job. Anyway, on to the next one. How do you say, so the word GIF, how do you say it? How do you pronounce it?
GIF. GIF. GIF.
What? How do you usually say it? How
GIF.
Do you? How do you?
GIF.
How do you? No, I'm just asking. There's no right. There's no right or wrong answer.
GIF.
You say GIF. Do you say GIF or GIF?
GIF. I'm a GIF person.
Are you a GIF or a GIFer? You're a GIFer. Sadly, there is a right answer. According to the creator of the GIF, it is GIF, not GIF. And the reason why I am mentioning the creator of the GIF is that he has died.
Oh.
That's so
Manji, wrong time. Wrong time.
So yeah, it's GIF, not GIF. For all you monsters out there, it's GIF. No,
he's very white.
He's not. Stephen Wilhite.
Let me see his face.
No, I don't want to eat.
He's quite old, eh?
I left. Yeah, he died at 74.
Oh, I got it. When you let me say.
He died at 74.
I'm the Flash.
Anyway, yeah, that's it for that news item. Any more from anyone else?
This looks like 5 days old.
Okay, yeah. Jackie, that's not news. We don't want to hear about your mosquito.
Okay, for my news, Heineken launches virtual beer in self-mocking metaverse joke.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Speaking of the metaverse, but not so meta, the credit card giant Visa launched an NFT creator program in an effort to bring small businesses into the digital economy. Makofi. Visa, I commend you. East Africa is full of talent. It's full of so many creatives that you're looking for. They're looking for guys in the fashion space. They're looking for artists. They're looking for a wide array of, you know, musicians and filmmakers. East Africa has a place. Let's build the Visa NFT campus in East Africa. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
There you go. Thank you. Visa, halla at me. I have a lot of ideas. We can talk. And please halla at Michael so that he can he can have a say. He's a big anti NFT human being. So I would actually like Michael to lead like an NFT project. I think he'd make the best work.
Yeah, he'd critique everything.
Exactly. Who in the end would make some very fantastic work.
Anyway, Spotify. Oh, sorry. Are you done or not yet?
I'm done.
Okay. Spotify paid out over $7 billion to artists in 2021.
$7 billion?
Yes.
How much did they make?
A lot more.
I know Netflix lost a lot in like the last 1 month or something like that in the B realm.
But yeah, so Spotify paid out $7 billion US dollars to artists. And
that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. Honestly, just read about it in the article. Like it's interesting because yes, it paid out that much, but a large part of it goes to a select few, you know.
Of course.
Which is.
But when is there any complaints there?
Well, it's more of
discoverability.
No, it's not necessarily discoverability. It's more of earning a living off Spotify.
Spotify
my
works if you're a giant.
Yes, off my interest in some of these things. Spotify only works. Well, yeah, Spotify, like you say, works if you're a giant. If you're not, though. Anyway, read more about it elsewhere. Are you... Any more news?
No, I'm done.
Any more news?
I'm done.
All right. This is going to be interesting for you. So, what comes to mind when you think of AI gone rogue?
iRobot. You're twinning as always.
iRobot, fantastic film starring Willard Carroll Smith Jr. aka Chris Rock. AKA. Anyway, so there was a conference set up by this. So I'm going to read that the opening sentence. The Swiss Federal Institute for Nuclear, Biological and Chemical Protection convenes the Convergence Conference series set up by the Swiss government to identify developments in chemistry, biology, and enabling technologies that may have implications for the chemical and biological weapons conventions. So, this this whole thing is about how an AI generated chemical weapons. So, the use of the AI itself is in the medical field to determine toxicity of certain combinations, and you know, so steer away from that combination. But instead for this, what they did was they flipped the switch. Instead of avoiding, you know, work with. So
that's some villain somewhere in the lab.
Actually, this is the interesting thing. In less than 6 hours after starting our in-house server, our model generated 40,000 molecules that scored within our desired threshold.
What?
40,000.
That's impressive.
6 hours. And some of them are very, very...
bad.
Yes. One of the most toxic chemical agents ever, called VX,
That sounds like you belong in the Umbrella Corporation.
So Qual VX is a few salt-sized grains of VX, 6 to 10 milligrams is sufficient to kill a person.
What?
So anyway, so there were some similar to VX. I think the VX was also in there somewhere. But anyway, the scary part is that
this data leaked.
No.
I'm sure there's someone who's going to leak.
Not even that. Mm. A lot of you can come up with something similar based on data that is readily available.
For real?
Yeah.
You know so what? You can cook your own thing.
So now you can come up with a compound, but now the synthesis is now that's where some of these
Become a chemist.
That's yeah. So
you know what? I'm starting my AI classes and I need a project. Is that molecule data open source? Not the creative version, but
you have toxicity.
Mix this and mix this.
You have toxicity data sets available. Like open source. And actually, so
Nobel Peace Prize, I'm coming for you.
There's a capstone paper.
So actually, now this is the ending. The end of this thingy. There is a need for discussions across traditional boundaries and multiple disciplines to allow for a fresh look at AI for de novo designs and related technologies from different perspectives with a wide variety. Okay, this is very technical. But anyway, the whole thrust of this was, you know, maybe examine our use of some of these things. And also, well, it wouldn't be right to close off data, you know. Perhaps we should be more careful about it.
Yeah, because I assume there's some villain somewhere or someone trying to make a lot of money who's going to try and hack into their servers to get like that results of like, okay, what components do I need to mix to create Agent X? What did you call it?
Yeah, VX. VX. Sorry. So
yes,
actually,
and not the Toyota car.
Now this is, I like this section of, the reality is that this is not science fiction. We are but one very small company in a universe of many hundreds of companies using AI software for drug discovery and de novo design. Not Lenovo.
No, but I'm a big fan of drug discovery using AI. Like, I'm a big proponent of that.
How many of them have even considered repurposing or misuse possibilities? Anyway, it's an interesting read if you're into that space. Very interesting read. And I'm done.
I'll definitely look into that one.
I'm done. The title is Dual Use of Artificial Intelligence Powered Drug Discovery.
Interesting.
It's like this thing I was reading / watching is
/ listening to.
Yeah.
/ imbibing.
All of them. Is for us to go to Mars, right? Like Mars is not a very cold planet, but it's a cold planet generally. Right? Mm-hmm. And thanks to Elon Musk and other few individuals at SpaceX, there's a huge drive for us to be an interstellar species. So what's the fastest way to warm the planet? If you are tasked...
The fastest way to?
Warm the planet.
Yes, to warm Mars for human settlement.
Terraforming.
The fastest.
Terraforming.
Okay.
You...
I don't know.
Nothing comes to mind.
No.
You're not a physicist. Or blew it up.
That's the thing, is if we dropped thermonuclear bombs at the poles.
Uh-huh.
That's such a human thing to do.
Okay. No, like from pure mathematics and physics perspective, you would warm the planet way very, very, very fast and somehow be habitable within a relatively shorter period.
By blowing it up.
After blowing. Not blowing up the planet, of course. But blowing up the poles with thermonuclear stuff.
Charges. Blowing up specific sections. But that's such a... Why are humans so destructive? Anyway, that's a philosophical discussion for another day.
But if you think about it, like, for you to create, you gotta destroy.
That depends.
Universe, if you're a Big Bang person, had to be... for it to blossom.
That depends.
But speaking of projects and things that we try to achieve, I'm sure the three of you, and the million of listeners, yes, I said millions because power of manifestation of listeners that are listening to this podcast,
so
have all taken a task, could be short, could be short term, could be long term, that you want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You've set your goals. You've set your to-do. You know, you've been all motivated and whatnot. And then, personally, a few weeks or a few days or a few months down the line, you could either get really demotivated or you could succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Which path have you taken and how is that story?
Before I answer that, guy behind the mic, the acoustics of the room have changed a bit. Is it noticeable in the recording? Okay.
He wasn't paying attention. he has no idea.
No, he wasn't. He's been texting his children. And their mother. Anyway.
And the children don't exist yet. They belong in the future.
Back to...
He's a trippy man.
Back to the...
A trippy world.
Back to the question at hand. Sorry, repeat the question. I distracted
myself. Which path do you find yourself taking?
That depends on the project.
Mm.
Sometimes it's successful, others less so. Yeah. Way, way less so. But yeah, it depends on the project.
How many have you completed?
I don't know.
What's your success rate? If you've done 10,
yes.
What's your success
rate? I'm going to say 50-50.
So 5-5.
Let's say 5-5. Mm. Let's say 5-5. 5-5 feels like a nice split. I've probably completed like 3 or 4 or 2.
Or one. The way that is going.
You know, but we really don't know. I'm going to say 50-50, 5-5. Yeah, I'm going to say 5-5. Yeah.
5-5.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I'd say 4-6.
46.
Yeah,
46. If 10 was like all the projects you've ever done.
Yeah.
Num. Mine is 12 out of 10.
Failed.
Success rates. So off the charts that it's so good.
Yeah.
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 So,
mm-hmm.
No, but to be honest, mine is like a 40-60, I would say. 40 being like my success rate, 60 being my... I didn't even call it failure rate. I would say... Lessons learned rate. Michael sees the woman of his life and just decides to walk away from a recording.
After Tony bad-mouthed me, I am back. But worry not.
You're smiling so much.
No.
Your energy is different.
No.
You're glowing even.
No. First of all, I heard you bad mouthing me.
Mm.
And I shall not stand for this. I will sit down for it instead. And continue with this topic of discussion, which is lessons learned rate.
Mm.
So now, you know, since we are all in this together. Many devs have attempted to come up with something on the side, you know, a solo project, or you know, I have this brilliant idea, and you know, if I can take it to market and
execute,
you know, marketing and whatnot,
I'll be the next Elon Musk.
Bada bing, bada boom, Mr. Worldwide.
The whole nine yards.
You know, but sadly. You find such things as comments on repos like, is this project still maintained? You know those such things. So the question then comes, why do we struggle? Why do we struggle with solo projects? Why?
I don't think it's that itch.
Mm.
Do you know when you have an itch and you have to itch it?
Scratch it.
Both.
Scratch it.
It's the same thing.
No.
It's the same thing.
No.
Itch, scratch.
I'm making it a thing.
Potato, potato.
You gotta itch.
No, this is potato and kitungu. That's what it is. That's not...
No. This is like potato and yam. Close enough, same family.
Okay. So...
Yeah.
It's an itch.
And you gotta itch.
Explain your theory.
Is you have this idea of something, and as a dev, you know, we have that... Developer syndrome, where you know, if I can do it, I should do it, and I'll do it just because I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you have this idea and you have this vision, you just got to build it. You just got to see it out of the door. Whether it's going to live in a hard disk somewhere or it's going to live in the Arctic Circle.
Arctic.
Same difference.
No, bro.
And all these things have been said on purpose.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Is, you just got to do it, man.
Just do it?
Just do it, spirit. And it ends up to your benefit mm-hmm. because you learn a whole lot of things
mm-hmm.
or you don't because you're frustrated and you don't understand the concept, but nonetheless, at least you know a bit more about yourself, you stupid.
But you can do it,
bro. You just insulted,
you can do it.
You just insulted everyone who's listening to this episode. You're like you just insulted everyone. No, I'm just I felt that. No, I mean, I felt that.
I am the one I'm insulting.
So by insulting other people, you're insulting yourself.
Yes.
This is very philosophical, you know, like heavy stuff, heavy stuff.
Very heavy.
But I mean, I do get what you mean. You have this brilliant thing and you're like, yes, you know.
I can do it. I'll finish it. Then.
Technical debt checks in and all that. You know, it's interesting. And the reason why I suggested this topic is because... Tony, you are familiar with the past couple of months and what we've been striving to do, are you not?
Yeah, I've heard about it.
So for context, for you, dear listener, who may not know these things. Also, I'm getting an encouraging nod from someone. Are you removing the nuts? Okay. Don't
they choke her? Michael, you don't want her choking, do you? So no, please.
All right. So for you, dear listener, who is not familiar with what has been happening this past couple of months, so internally we strove to,
still are.
Yeah, we still are striving to. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Past tense of strive is strove. You know, like drive, drove.
Nobody's objecting.
No, I got a weird look. And the person who gave me that weird look knows the weird look that I got. Anyway, so we tried to come up with our own projects. And internally, like, you know, the idea was that you what's this? You develop yourself. Just like you develop your program or your project. Because we are all
developers. What is your problem?
anyway, however, speaking for myself,
how's that working?
I've struggled. I cannot lie.
I have
struggled a whole lot with that project. You know,
well, I really appreciate that you've struggled.
Because you've struggled as well?
No.
Uh-huh.
I've struggled to start. For context, if we're in the office tomorrow, it was supposed to be demo day.
yeah, tomorrow was meant to be demo day.
And here I am with a humongous project that I've been struggling. Guys, I promise you, I have it in my head. It's working in my head. And in the famous words of...
Someone famous.
Nikola Tesla. Is if you got it here and it works here, it will work.
Once it's tangible, for context,
and I'm not comparing myself to Mr. Tesla.
For context, for you, dear listener, who can't see this magnificent acting, you know, as he said all of this, if you have it here while pointing to his head. It's good. It's you know, it'll work well here, pointing to everywhere else that is not his head. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
That's not very helpful.
It is. You know, I believe in technology. We'll get to a day where you think it happens. And that's what I'm striving for.
Wow.
But we're not there yet, so you have to make
it
happen.
But that's my project. I'm playing.
Yeah, we all know you're not, but it's all right. No, it's honestly, it's been a struggle, but you know, it gives us a bit of insight. For instance, why have you struggled? And you actually, sorry, host C.
Mm.
Before we get into our struggles,
mm-hmm.
why have you found yourself struggling with your own projects? Why?
I've struggled to finish. I start, then I encounter an error somewhere, and I do not know how to solve that error, so I go ask questions, and those questions I'm asking, people do not know how to answer. So I just stop. I'm like, I'll come back to it.
Mm. There's always that one error that you never want to see and you don't want to solve. Because it's like looking at Michael's face. It gets tiring.
Sorry, what? Sorry?
I still love you.
there's this degree I started last year. I've done 11%.
Sorry, last year?
Last year.
When last year? Late last year, mid last year, early last year?
Early last year.
Wow.
I've completed 11%
of the project.
Of the whole coursework. Mm. Yeah.
Dude, you're doing great. You're doing just fine, imagine. As long as you tell yourself you gotta do it. You're doing just fine.
No, it's I mean that definitely I think captures some of our feelings. You start with all this morale, all this psych.
All this steam. Can do it.
Steam, panda. Steam, sugar. But then in this case, the steam dies. I don't know. Why do we do this to ourselves? Like, is it the excitement? Because I realized that even as I was getting into some of these things, that sometimes we get so excited that we don't really think things through.
Mm.
I don't know if you found that.
No, that is a very true statement.
Mm-hmm.
And I've found that it doesn't just apply to my own projects. Like even like client work, there are times when this needs doing, and I'm thinking, this is easy. This is, you know,
it's a 5 minute thing.
It's a 5 minute thing, and I start coding, and then I'm thinking, wait,
this is not a
you add one
thing.
Zero, 50 minutes, 500 minutes.
Wait, you know?
Becomes 1 week,
and then
a month.
So I kind of decided to like to slow down a bit.
Be more intentional.
And write down some of these things, you know, like write my flow, figure out the flow of things, the process and whatnot.
Again, see what I mean? If you figure it up here, it's going to work down there.
So you need to plan it out.
Up here, brain. Down, physical. Okay.
All right. So you know, it's okay.
It's a work in progress. These things.
Yeah. It is. Any other challenges you encountered apart from bugs?
Patience.
I just don't have the psych to do some things. I start, I get in the middle, I get tired. Then each time I'm like, I'll finish. I look at it. I have the weekend. I'll work over the weekend.
But
then I do nothing over the weekend.
You know, it's interesting. Hold your thought, Tony. Hold your thought. Remember it. It's interesting that she says this as she's scratching herself. Clearly, it was an itch. That needed a scratch.
Yes. I needed to be itched.
Anyway, over to your thought, Tony.
Is this will sound like very, very harsh, okay? But it has to be said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's come to me this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If your boss, if you had a boss or have a boss,
mm-hmm.
and they told you
mm-hmm.
that you needed to pick out trash or you needed that deadline. No, Michael, no. Thank you for not looking at it as Michael thought about it.
Did you just call someone trash? Tony, did you just call someone trash? Did it not look like he was calling someone trash?
Michael, only you saw that. Clearly, you think of her
as
trash.
No. You are the one who pointed in that direction, but let it be said that no one here is trash.
I was looking
except
at her
men.
Me.
Except men. Men are trash. Except the men. Men are trash.
Do not save your ass.
Hashtag men are trash. Hashtag men are trash. Hashtag men are trash.
Yes.
Anyway.
So, like, if you have a boss and they tell you to do X, Y, Z, you go ahead and do it by said deadline. You know, if your parent told you, I'll smack you if you don't take out the trash, you'll go ahead and take out the trash. Why do you do it?
Because there's a smacking at the end of it.
A consequence at the end of it.
Sure. But yes, but it's out of respect. Let me finish. It's out of respect. Is you respect your boss to finish the deadline, or you respect your job, whatever it is.
Or you respect the money you're getting.
Or respect the money that you're getting, or the status you're getting if you complete a task. Maybe it's a pat on the back, whatever it is. So the moment you do not do what you said you will do, you lack respect for yourself. And discipline. So you're not disciplined and you lack self-respect. I'm a victim of it.
We're all victims.
We're all victims of it.
We're all victims.
But I feel like fundamentally that's why things that come out from ourselves and we don't see them through is a factor of those two things.
I'm going to add something onto that. Many times these things are, I'm going to call them out of band releases, in the sense of you have your job, you have your gig, you have whatever project you're undertaking, and this is like as a side thing, you know. So it kind of gets
priority is pushed down.
Priority is low.
But that's the thing. How much is that thing you're trying to do important to you? Because if it's not, then why are you doing it in the first place?
You know, actually, it may be it may be that it's something very important, or you know, it's important to you for
at the time.
It's important to you for different reasons. It could be that you really want to pick up a skill. It could be that whatever it is you're working on is something that could be beneficial to a dear loved one, a dear friend, you know, someone you care deeply about. And stop staring so blankly at me, Tony. It's creepy. Anyway, it could be important for any number of reasons, but it kind of gets pushed to the side, you know? Yao Ming. People are shaking their heads. No one knows what I mean. Mm-mm. But you, dear listener, who understands what I mean, you know what I mean. So,
is that someone's name? Bada bada bada.
I mean, yeah, that's all I'd say. That's all I'd say in addition to, you know.
You did what Chris Rock did after Will Smith.
In addition to your very wise... why is what
statement? I'm capable of just as much stupidity.
Aren't we all?
Mm.
But yeah, I mean that's I guess probably the two biggest things: priority and discipline, or a lack thereof,
and respect.
Eh.
Yes,
you respect. Don't care about respect.
No.
And it's on that note, FTG out.
Wait. No.
Oh, you have a comeback?
No, I do not.
Where's
actually
the comeback?
I do not. Okay. I do not, actually. I just
yeah, that's because your respect ain't coming back. Boo!
Oh!
Drop mic.
Smoke! These guys are just going to keep insulting me as the guy behind the mic, huh? Yeah, thanks. No, thanks. It's
you look hot. I'm so sorry.
Emotional damage.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway,
you generally look at. So, I'm so sorry.
So guy behind the mic. You know, no. I mean, you know, it's fine. You know, people need to listen to me being brought down. You know, it's fine. You know, that can stay in the episode. You know, it's fine. Actually, it's fine. What I actually really wanted to say is, what counter solutions could you provide, or what solutions could you provide to counter those things?
Who's who?
The guy behind the mic. The person who says, you guys make sure your phones are off. Also, sorry, congratulations to Tony. Your phone has not rung.
Thanks.
Today.
Amen.
So, any of your devices.
Back to the question.
What would I
suggest
counter?
As a counter to that, like as a solution?
Prioritize.
We make it a priority. We do prioritize. It's just that we fail to prioritize.
Now, don't fail to prioritize. Like you said, we you don't plan it out. Mm-hmm. Yes, we think about it in our heads, mm-hmm. and then we think it will be there physically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. write it down. Look at it. It's like a to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
So prioritize like that, and then tick it out. So now you can see it physically.
Mm.
Yes.
All right. And Tony?
Purchase my new device that I'm selling on Amazon. It's only at $4.99.
Name of the device? The laughter machine.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, that'll help.
That will definitely help. But
although, don't go looking on Amazon for the executioner. Please, really don't. Anyway.
Patience. Patience with yourself, patience with whatever it is you're trying to achieve, and constantly wanting to be a better executioner. Again, at $4.99. Yeah.
Excellent. The only thing I can say is it's not a solution, but when our projects are ready, you'll hear about them on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. They'll be exciting. We'll do a whole demo.
Self-promotion. This is called self-promotion right here.
There will be some useful stuff to your life.
Yes, we hope. Is there anything anyone else wants to say as we close out today's episode?
Yes. See Michael, you are loved.
Anyway,
FTG out.